Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you once again. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministry. We are blessed to be here with you this morning. We are blessed, praise God, to be able to come before your front and come before you, praise God, just to share in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are asking you this morning to gather around, hear the word this morning, and be blessed, because we know, praise God, that everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. And this morning, Father, we are grateful and thankful for you allowing us to come this morning in your presence, oh God, to be with you, praise God, to share in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking that you forgive us of every iniquity sin. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, that the word is brought forth today will be accepted in your sight. Let there be no hindrances. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bind the very presence of the enemy. Bind him in your name, Jesus' name. And God, we will give you praise and we will give you glory. And Father, we are asking this morning, if there's anyone, praise God, that hear this word today, give them life and life eternal. Let them know, praise God, that they must be born again, Father God, to receive your grace and to receive, praise God, a place in your presence in eternity. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help them, Father God, to know that if they would just confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, they shall be saved. And God, we are grateful this morning for you, for giving your grace and your mercy to us to allow us once again to come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning, praise God, we're going to talk about promise of an answered prayer. Promise of an answered prayer. And you're going to, praise God, going to find me this morning in 1 John 3:19 through 24. And praise God, we're talking about promise of an answered prayer. And you know, praise God, many of us prayed and still praying, and some of our prayers, it seems as though, praise God, it's not answered, it doesn't get answered. Or maybe sometimes we just feel like it's not even being heard. Amen. But this morning, praise God, let me help you out with that. See, the children of God is assured of his salvation. He believes that it is based on the word of God. The children of God, they belong, they believe that. Because we know that the word of God is based, okay, on the word of God. Amen? And we know, praise God, if we go into the book, praise God, of John 3, and we're going to start at verse 19, begins with which says that, and it's referred to the verse 16 to 18, which states that the fact that a professing Christian does is one evidence on which he can base the assurance of his salvation. And we do know what that faith of salvation is. We can base it on the word of God. We can base it on God's word, because God's word does not, praise God, it stands by itself. It stands, praise God, on its own merit. And if a professing Christian has the love of God in his heart, which comes truly and trusting in Christ and being born again, he will love God and love his brothers and his sisters in Christ and seeks to help them. But literally it means, and it says, praise God, then, that this then is now we know. What you mean sometimes it's meaning that in the Greek, because we got to realize the Bible is first written, praise God, is written for the Greeks and the Jews and the Greeks, okay? And that phrase, it assures us, praise God, and what it means is, which means our assurance is based on the condition laid down in verse 18. And that is, if we do, in fact, love. If we love, it's all based in John and verse 18. Now, that one note I would like to make is this. I hear some people just criticize, you know, those who make references, you know, and people have a tendency to do that. They make references to the structure and the grammar of the Greek in which the New Testament was written. But listen, friends, in English alone, there is no way to know what the phrase "and shall assure" is in the future tense, because the Greek language gives a fuller meaning, okay? The Word of God was written in Greek, and we better be careful about criticizing, you know, someone for referring to the language God chose to use to give us the New Testament. This is not something man did. This is what God did. Now, if we go, praise God, in verse 20. If your heart condemn us in coming to a sure presence of sins, we will many times cause us to have doubts. It causes us to have doubts about, praise God, the word in which we teach, or the words in what we say. So we have to be careful not to, praise God, be very quick to condemn, okay? Because if our hearts condemn us in the coming to assure the present sins, will many times cause us to have doubt. Now, at the time, we feel, you know, emotion in the presence of the Lord. But in truth, whether we feel it or not, the Lord's presence is in the life of the Christian. See, because, you know, we're not moved by what we feel. We should be moved by what we believe. Okay? We should be moved by what we believe. Many times, praise God, when we are called to pray, probably to pray, always begin, that we always say sometimes, and many times I found myself saying it as well, Lord, as we come into your presence, and Lord, as we come into your presence, that statement of the Christian is false. It is a false statement. As a believer, we are never out of the presence of God. It is always with the true Christian because why? Because why? Because he is indwelled by the Holy Spirit. So we are never really out of his presence. We do not have to say, Lord, as we come into your presence, you should be in his presence. He's in your presence and he's in your presence. Because we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Now, our salvation does not rest upon our feelings, you understand me, but it rests upon the truth and the true word of God. That's how our feelings, that's what we should be resting upon. Okay? So we have to understand, praise God, some things we say is out of character, it's out of content, it doesn't have any meaning. You know, and sometimes I listen to them, some people that they go around on about and much time, they love the Lord Jesus Christ. They are very sure emotionally that their experience is true. But in fact, the heart, they have believed a lie. You see, the Bible says it's better to believe a lie rather than the truth. Salvation is not based on a feeling. Truth. The truth is, it's not based on authentic by a burning in the bosom or the feeling in my feet or I stand into something in the back of my neck. You see, the truth is based on only the source of the truth is God himself and that truth that is revealed in the Bible, which is the word of God. You're not moved by what you see. You're not moved by what you feel. You are moved by what you believe and the absolute truth that Jesus Christ is God. You understand? That's what we have to be believed. We have must believe to get our prayers answered. Promise answered prayer. This is how we get our prayers answered. Not by what you think, but what you believe. Can you believe God? Can you believe the word of God? John said that who is a liar that denieth that Jesus is Christ, that's a liar. okay? God says he is the Antichrist. John said it. So who is a liar? He that denies that Jesus is Christ. He is the Antichrist. See verse 22 through 25 of John. Now, denying that Jesus is God, said the Bible calls him the Son of God. He calls him the Son of God. In verses John 10, 27 and 30, but verse 30 says that I and my Father are one. Yes, but only one in the purpose and the goal, you know, the goals, not one God. But he said, I and my Father. You said one God, but he said, I and my Father are one. But however, those that heard what Jesus said was fully understood what he was saying in John 10:31. He says, these Jews, they took up stones to kill him. Verse 33 explains why. Thou being a man, makest thyself God. It is not a God, small g, but theos, meaning almighty God. So, those who deny that Jesus Christ is God is in fact basing their beliefs in error and untruth. Their feelings have no validation because they are not in truth believing on Jesus Christ who is God, but as an idol they dream up called Jesus Christ, but who is not. This is what some believe, some of their cults. They believe that he is not God because they dream it up. They don't know. They have no idea. They have no understanding of who he really is. Now, God hears the prayers of his children when they do his will. He hears you. He knows what you're saying. He hears you when you do his will. He do not turn his back on you, but if you in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, he heareth your prayers. In verse 22, God answered the prayers of the request of his children because they are his children who are keeping what? His commandments and do those things that are pleasing. Not that you think what somebody tell you to do, but do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Now, God does not hear the prayers. This is why I tell people, I'll tell you, you must understand one thing. We'll get to that. So I pray. But if you're not a believer, he don't hear you. Know this. What are you talking about? I pray. That's okay. But he's not hearing your prayers because for the simple reason, you're not one of his. In Psalms 18:41, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalms 18:41. But now John 9:31 states, now we know that God heareth not sinners. Listen to me carefully, because you have a lot of time. I pray for you. You can't pray for me. You're a sinner. If you are not, if you do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you are none of his. John 9:31, no. Now we know. Now you know now. We know that God heareth not sinners, means the lost. Any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him will he heareth. He will hear you. So all your praying you're doing, my friend, if you're not saved and don't know who Jesus Christ is and you're not born again and you're none of his, I hate to bust your bubble today, but I must give you scripture based, which is true by itself. It doesn't need the Webster. It doesn't need it doesn't need the encyclopedia. What it needs is the word. And the word of God states, John 9:31, now we know that God heareth not sinners. What is a sinner? Somebody that's lost. But if any man be a worshiper, the only way you can be a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be born again, be adopted into the family of Christ. Yes. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's real and it's true. Yes. It says, man, he said, if but if any man be a worshiper. Worshiper means I know you. I'm acquainted with you. I'm in your presence. You're in my presence. We have a connection. We have something connected together. He said, but if any man be not be a worshiper of God and doesn't do it his will, not do it his will, and you're born again, you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, you're walking in his footsteps, you're seeking him daily, you're connected to him, and do his will, then will he hear it. He'll hear you when you become one of his. But you can pray all day, all night, any time of day you want to. But you better, let me say this to you, my friend. You must know the devil blesses his children too. He blesses his children. The Bible declares that if the devil should give his children bread, why not should God do more for his? The devil gives you, makes you feel like you're being blessed. You understand? If you know, now, one must worship God and also do his will. A person can, in fact, physically and emotionally worship God and yet not have his prayers answered because he does not do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God. Oh, I better read that again. It says a person can, in fact, physically and emotionally worship God and yet have not his prayers answered. Why? Because he does not do the will of God. Do the will of God. There can be hindrances to prayer. In James 1:6-7, he says, asking without faith, but let him ask in faith, knowing and wavering. Nothing wavering. Nothing, nothing. Don't go there doubting, because when you go doubting, it's already done. It's done. It's over. It's no good. For he had that waver. Listen to this. Is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord Jesus Christ. You go already wavering. You already standing figuring it out. So what you going for? Sam, my son said, Mama, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. Because it doesn't work. Those two don't work together. They're enemies to each other. If you notice, this does not put a degree on the amount of faith one has to have. He's got to have some faith. Jesus said that his disciples couldn't, that they could not cast out the demon out of the boy. When they was following him, they couldn't cast the demon out. Because of their what? It is dangerous to be an unbeliever. Then he said, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder's place. Mean, move out of my way, go somewhere else, and it shall be moved. A mustard seed is so small that Jesus was not saying to you to have the faith to a certain degree to achieve a certain reaction. Jesus was using this expression to illustrate his point. It was so small that you don't even realize that you really have because you can't hardly see it. Well, because, for example, that you have heard the expression. Now, listen to this. If his brains were dynamite, he could blow up his nose. Now, anyone here hearing this expression would understand it meaning, you know, understand the meaning of it. But for some people, for some person, he's not very smart. He's not very smart at all. That's what it means. So to some, it means he's not smart. He's really, wow. My mama used to always say to me, if it was so close to you, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. But Jesus was saying that they had no faith. That's what he's saying. You have no faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's very impossible. Now, praise God, you see others on TVs and, you know, you hear other ministers using the verses saying if the person had enough faith in God will heal them. That's my friend, is not scripture. That is not scripture. The assumption is that God honors faith by degree. It is a misunderstanding of biblical faith. It's a misunderstanding. I'm going to say that again. Some priests, praise God, ministers, and other teachers use the verse saying these things. If a person had enough faith, because you have to understand that God has given every man a measure of faith. He's given everybody faith, whether you use it or not. Because unanswered prayers means something you're not doing in order for those prayers to be answered. Yes. Then it says the assumption is that God honored the faith by degrees is a misunderstanding of biblical faith. God does not answer prayers and will heal or help in any situation the child of God finds himself. That God promised, but the criteria, you know, the criteria or condition is always stated that he answers in response to the presence of faith, not to the degree of faith. He answers to the condition and the response to in the presence of faith, not to the condition of faith. It's always stated that he answers in response to the presence of faith. Faith moved God. We must understand that faith moved God. Faith moved God. You know? And sometimes, faith, when you got, you know, did you believe a little bit or a great deal? No, you just believed. It would get you to church if you had, you believe, well, you know, I thought about this and that. So when people sit down in a chair, they don't worry about, oh, would this chair break if I sit in? You just sit. You don't even worry about it. If it's going to break, would it hold you up? You might feel it shaking, and that kind of shakes your faith, so you move on because you don't want to fall over tilt over. So you do. You move into a better chair. But before it started to rock and you didn't believe it would break, you just sat in it. You had no thought about it not holding you up. And in the same way, when you got in the car, you started, did you believe it would not get you to church, or did you believe a little bit or a great deal? No, you just believe it would get you to church or to where you want to go, and the proof of that is that you got in it. The same thing I've just gave the example of the chair. Now, it started, and it drove you to church. You got in this old raggedy car. You didn't know that the door was going to fall off. You didn't even think about the motor falling out the car. You just got in it because you believed it was going to get you where you want to go. It was not a matter of degree, but the confidence in what? In the car you got into or the chair you sat in. Would it make sense that you believe only enough to drive the car halfway there and walk the rest of the way? Nonsense. And God says, the just shall live by faith in Habakkuk 2:2-4, Romans 1-1-17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. Now, first, a person must be must be a child of God, and that only comes from accepting Jesus Christ in your faith. The greater act can God do to save a sinner? How much faith is required? How much faith is required for you to be saved, for God to save you? Huh? Because he don't hear your prayers, you're praying yourself. He don't hear your sinners. He don't hear sinners. But the answer to that question is faith as a child. If a person can't exercise faith to that degree or to that level that God will save him, then that amount of faith is all sufficient. Then how can one say we do not have enough faith to see a person healed or a problem solved? So first, a person must be a child of God. A person must be in the will of God. And the prayers must be inside the limits of God. What about a person who says to the mountain, move and be, and he believes it will, but it doesn't? Was it in the will of God? And he said, move mountain. Was it in the will of God? In verse 22, the condition is that God will answer the prayers of those who are doing his will or things that are pleasing in his sight, James 5:16. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So some of the hindrances to answer prayer is James. He asked and he received not because he asked amiss. You must consume it upon your lust. Asking out of lust, a craving or obsession for things, songs, oh, Lord, give me a Mercedes. Oh, Lord, give me $1,000,000. Oh, Lord, give me. Now you're asking and you're craving for stuff and you're obsessed. God is not going to do that. You actually met praise God from the spirit of greed. The husband who do not honor their wives, their prayers will not be answered. 1 Peter 3:7. John 3:22, being out of the will of God or doing that which is pleasing to God, unconfessed sin is a person's life, places them outside the will of God. Unconfessed sin in a person's life places them outside the will of God. In 1 John 1:9, having an unforgiving heart, Mark 11:25, cause your prayers to be not answered. When we stand praying, forgiving, if you have ought against anyone, okay, that your Father also, which is in heaven, must forgive you. Your trespasses. You must be forgiven. You must stand in the presence of the Lord. Lord, forgive me, that he can forgive you when you forgive others. But if you walk around all day, every day, with sin compiled in your life, you hate this one, I can't deal with that one. Some people are dead and gone, and you still have that streak or that unforgiven sin wearing in your spirit. You cannot hear God. You cannot get prayers answered because unforgiveness blocks your prayers. Hidden sin blocks your prayers. When you stand praying, forgive, he said, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you and your trespass. Seeking after the world and not Christ. In Matthew 6:33. You got to stand right before the Lord and knowing that God has forgiven you. Some people never forgive anybody. They hold and they harbor hate and unforgiveness in their hearts. But you must first seek. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his, what, righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. God's people, seek him. Will first, and then God promised and will provide for them. You cannot expect anything from God when you can't forgive anybody. You harbor hate in your heart. You lay down, praise God, with malice in your spirit. You must be a person that forgives, because forgiving, praise God, is a strong medication. To get your prayers answered, you must first search yourself. The Bible says, let every man, praise God, every man examine himself. I can't tell you what's inside of you, but you know, because self would not allow you to lie or dictate to it, because it will tell you you are wrong, still have hate in you, you still have evil inside of you. You do things that evil to hurt others. You must first, praise God, seek your own, seek out yourself, praise God, that your prayers may not enter. It may not be hindered. And praise God, most of all, is this, as a child of God, we are commanded to love one another, and this being able to love even when the love is not returned or we are deliberately hurt comes from the emotion but from a belief in God. We must trust God and believe and give us the direction and the strength to overcome our carnal nature to hurt back when we are hurt. He that keeps the commandment of God is the one who God is dwelling in. We know we are in his presence of the Spirit, that because the Spirit within us, we know we are his because of the Spirit in us. What is the Spirit? The Spirit to love and please God. Do you understand? To love and to please God, that's what we are. To love and to please God, and to trust and submit ourselves to him, serve others to do what the Bible says. You must, brother, my friend, you must forgive and be forgiven, that you may receive your prayers answered. Do not harbor unforgiveness and wicked. Let me say this to you, because forgiveness is a powerful, powerful tool. For you to get to that place called there, you must be able to forgive, to receive the full benefits of your prayers being answered. Do not allow the devil to cheat you, because God is standing with outstretched arms saying, come, all you need I have for you. The Spirit to love and please God, and in the belief and the trust, submit yourselves to him, that you may serve others to do what the Word of God says. You can get your prayers answered. Simple, simple. It's really simple. But you must be a believer. know that God can answer your prayers. Because we know, John 9:31, but now we know that God does not hear sinners, the lost prayers. But if you be a worship of him, he will hear. Let the Lord bless you throughout the day. Meditate upon that word. It is a powerful word. Forgiveness is a medicine that you can't buy out of any pharmacy. Father, we are grateful today. Lord, if anyone hear my voice now, God, and does not know you as their Father and as their Savior, Father God, speak to their spirit, man, and allow them to know, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for it is the day of salvation. You come into me, and I'll come into you. I will sit with you, and you with me. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Be blessed today. I pray, praise God, that the word was of God and was enlightening to your spirit, and that you, praise God, would meditate and remember that the Lord is standing, saying, come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. You be blessed today, and let the Lord continue, praise God, to speak to you, and you seek after him, that you may know that he has no respect of a person. Forgive today. Forgive today. Start this day with forgiveness. You be blessed. Until the next time. Good day.